At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It is time for the spillover with Mike Schaefer, sponsored by our friends at Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers One Love. By the way, thanks again to Ben Spurk and Farm Bureau for sponsoring
this hour.
Please call Ben at 402-217-9945 for any insurance questions you have. We have not mentioned a couple names we should have mentioned so far with Schaefer here in studio.
Please.
The one guy that did show up to play well at Purdue and has played well this year is Ja'Cory Barney.
Oh, God,
Four carries, 66 yards, had a couple catches in the game, too. All he has been is steady for Nebraska. Yeah. Just like Royola, you don't worry about him. You don't really worry about Ja'Cory Barney.
Nope.
Another true freshman. Or really Carter Nelson.
Nope.
Three guys that are true freshmen that are performing every week.
I'm going to say something insane. Please, this is probably the best freshman class I've ever covered.
Okay.
At Nebraska.
Elaborate.
So, I mean, you have Dylan Royola, which puts it on a different level than most, but you'd still have Adrian Martinez, right? So it's not like I haven't ever seen a true freshman play quarterback. But then you're adding in, like, these are guys that have already gone out. They can't redshirt. You have Ja'Cory Barney, who already looks like he's going to be a factor for you for a few years.
He's a major factor this year.
You have
year.
Carter Nelson, who's a unicorn.
Yeah.
Like, you're basically wishing upon, you know, any sort of direction he could be, that someday he could be a really good tight end. He could end up just staying at wide receiver. Right now, he's such an athlete that he's a gadget player that you're attempting to have him jump the pile.
Mm-hmm.
Because
looked pretty good, too.
You know, and it honestly, I was surprised that Purdue stopped it.
Yeah, it looked pretty good.
Right. And I think it's a play that they come back to. So you have that. On defense, you have Vincent Shavers, who's already played 5 games.
Yep.
And you have Keona Davis, who you were over there on Tuesday.
Yes.
They love this guy.
Oh, God, they
He's not playing, you know, out of this world football.
5 tackles.
Because he's a young guy.
5 tackles.
But they are putting him out there in the second series of the game against Purdue. Because next year, they want Keona Davis to just take off.
Right.
So they're giving him as much as he can absorb. And I'm looking at this, and it's like, they still got a bunch of guys that really interest me that are going to end up redshirting. But of that crop right there, those are 5 freshmen that are playing and not just like getting in at the end of games.
No,
they're in the real run of action.
Right. And Amari Sanders is close.
Right.
Amari Sanders is close. They have a few other guys that are pretty close. No, you're right. That's a good group. That is a good group.
Well, I think they like, they like kind of what they have on the offensive line with Bricks and Pyle. Like those are guys that are going to be playing next year potentially.
Yeah, we know about Bricks. Gibson Pyle was not as highly acclaimed, but he's probably on the level of Bricks right now.
Well, I think Pyle kind of came in as the one that was, I thought, most likely to be able to play as a freshman, or most ready made to play.
Don't forget McGahee's played too.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
McGahee has played.
Oh, I don't. That's no. You're exactly right.
He's good.
He's good.
He hasn't played all 5 games though, right?
Like, I don't think so. He looks.
But he's
solid,
probably not going to redshirt either.
No. That's a good. I'm glad you added him. That's,
right. I'm trying to think if there's another, and I'm talking true freshman only, not redshirt freshman. Mm-hmm. If there's another class of freshmen since 2009, when I first started covering the team, that's been more impactful or more talented. I don't know that there is.
Interesting. That's good.
Because you get 2019 where you get Wandale and those guys. You have 2018 where you have Adrian and you have Maurice Washington, and that's probably the one that I would go to the first. But that would tell you, one, it's rare to see this many true freshmen playing.
Mm-hmm.
Two, these are all guys that they expect to be big parts of their team.
Well, you can see why.
Yeah.
And the Keona Davis conversation is really interesting because he does fly under the radar a little bit in the fans' minds, I think, because he was such a late addition
right.
to the class.
Well, and you ended up with him because Kalen DeBoer went to Alabama.
I mean, that's why.
That's essentially why.
He was at Washington.
He was going to go to Washington, right. And then everything went down with that, and he didn't. He had signed early, and then was able to get his release. And Nebraska basically had reached out, and they're like, "Hey, you know, if you're interested," and he's like, "I am." And there's Tony White and Terrence Knighton on a flight going down to Tucson.
If you see him, like if you just eyeball him, Jake, if you watched him in warmups, you'd be like, "Whoa." Well, that's a true freshman.
I asked Tony White, that's like, what traits allowed him to be able to get on? Because he got here in mid-June. Mm-hmm. Like, this wasn't a guy who was here in January. And he's like, well, look at him. He's big.
I mean, look at him. He's huge. Yeah, but he's huge, but he's a specimen.
Right. Schaefer, for those just tuning in, what you said about this class is what?
I think it's the best crop of true freshmen that I have watched at Nebraska since 2009.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
And Dylan is a huge part of that. I mean, he's his own. But even if you removed him and you were just talking about Ja'Cory Barney and Carter Nelson and Vincent Shavers and McGahee and Keona Davis, it's still a really exciting group.
It's an interesting team, too, because there's a lot of seniors and there's a lot of freshmen.
Very old, very young.
Yeah. Not much in between.
Right.
But
the reason the young guys are playing is there isn't the guys beyond the 6-year seniors that they're haven't just come in and stolen jobs or anything like that.
But what a major kudos to this staff and the recruiting ability to get all these guys who are playing right now. Right. And like you said, there's guys that aren't playing that you think are good too.
Think about what that does. Demetrius Bell. Yeah. I mean, he was going to play.
Right.
He was going to
have been a redshirt freshman. Yeah. I mean, so
but still young.
Yeah. Think about what that does though when you're talking to Corey Sims, who's visiting on Saturday, and it's like, hey, Ja'Cory Barney's already out here playing. Right. Carter Nelson's already out here playing. You want to be out here playing? We play freshmen.
Yep.
That was such a knock against Frost and Riley and Pelini that it's so weird to see that if you come here and you can prove it mentally, they're willing to put you out there. Even if physically, you know they want Vincent Shavers to be even bigger than he is, or Keona Davis to be even stronger than he is, but they're willing to play these guys.
Here's an interesting question. That goes with this discussion. I think it's possible as we go forward that other than Dylan, Ja'Cory Barney is the best weapon on the team. I think it's evolving that way.
I would agree with that.
Because of his explosiveness.
But it's not just his explosiveness. He's only limited by your offensive coordinator's creativity.
Right.
Because you could do everything with him. I mean, we're over here using Hershey's candies, and I'm drawing up a play for you that I'd like to see them run with.
We have 11 Hershey's candies sitting in front of us. And they're in formation. Bunch formation.
Yeah.
But anyway. Yeah. Barney, I think I do think you're going to see him more and more involved as we go forward. I just think
it's such a massive recruiting win that never really got talked enough about.
He was a three-star, right? Three-star player.
That was the other thing is I still can't believe it. I remember having conversations with our guys down in Florida. I'm like, yeah, he's incredible. It's like, he's not a four-star.
Tell us about the recruiting process. What was the recruiting?
I mean, so Nebraska basically got the commitment when he came here on June 2nd of 2023. Okay. He and his mom committed. They're in.
June 2nd.
He's going to visit A&M because he doesn't want to back out on that visit. But otherwise, that's the last visit. Then he's going to decide on July 2nd, I think. I don't know if it's his birthday, his mom's birthday, his special day.
That's my birthday is what that is.
Special day, yeah. July 2nd. Also my wife's birthday.
Okay, big day. Yeah.
So he's going to make that decision. And he already knows he's going to go to Nebraska. Well, in the meantime, Miami has this camp where, you know, like Nebraska does, 7-on-7 camp. He's there, and he's the best player on the field. Unequivocally the best player on the field in Miami, one of the talent richest areas in the country. Jeez. And their coaches are like, we have to offer this guy.
Yeah.
So they offer him and he's excited because it's Miami and that's kind of the school that he had wanted to go to. And he's all fired up. And his mom is like, we've already committed to Nebraska and I want you at Nebraska. Uh-huh. I trust the coaches there. All of this. So Garrett McGuire just goes to work overtime. He's on the phone. He's talking, you know, with mom. He's talking with Ja'Cory. He's like, we've got a plan for you. Here's how we want to use you. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. It gets to you know, the decision day, the whole world is thinking it's going to be Miami because he's in Miami's backyard. And Garrett McGuire is extremely confident because he has worked this whole thing to the point where on that day, Ja'Cory Barney shocks the recruiting world because he's picking Nebraska over Miami. Over and then Miami. That's only, again, part of it. So now you have the public commitment that you already had that was silent. And then you got to turn around and you got to hold that commitment. Well, here comes Miami again. Here's Arizona. Here's all these other schools. And Nebraska, as we know, last year wasn't good in November.
No, they weren't.
And yet they still managed to hold on to Ja'Cory Barney even before Dylan Raiola commits.
Wow.
Because he was Ja'Cory Barney loved Danny Kalen. Daniel Kalen deserves a lot of credit for some of that class coming together because he would come over every weekend that there was visitors. He would talk with all of those guys. Ja'Cory Barney would call him Danny Dimes all the time. I mean, so the relationships that got built in June really helped hold Ja'Cory Barney to the point that now Dylan Raiola is his quarterback. He's on the field as a freshman. And, you know, a veteran reporter such as yourself is saying, and I agree with it, he is as important of an offensive piece as they have.
As they have.
Well, we could go forever, but we're out of time.
We could. We could go forever.
Schaefer's been fun. Thank you.
Good job, Schaefer. Thanks for having me on.
The Drive is next. We will see you tomorrow.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.